We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the top of the Amud. The last few words of Nun Aleph Amud Beis is the words of the Mishnah, and on top of the Amud. In our Mishnah, it's thought of for the Machlokes Rab Gamliel and the Rabbanon, if Yesh Get Achaget or Ein Get Achaget, or Yesh Maim Achamaimah, Ein Maim Achamaimah. And then the Mishnah says, Ketzad, what's the case? And the Mishnah says, Ketzad, also a maimer b'yavim, so he gave a maimer to Yavama, but not a get, and he gave her a get. So he still need chalitza. That was the case he said. So pray to Gemara, hai get achagetu? Is that get achaget? It's not get achaget. The case you just gave me in the ketzad is also a maimer, and then you gave a get, not get achaget. So how's the ketzad going back on what the Mishnah said right before that? Rav Yehuda hachikama. Get achagetu maimer achamaimer. The case of get achagetu maimer achamaimer, the Mishnah brought a machlokes before kedamaron. That is explained in the brisa that we learned yesterday on daf and alav and alav. That's kedamaron, like it says in the brisa. Now the Mishnah is a new thing. Yavam echad vivama achas keitzer hatarosam. When you have your one yavam and one yavama, how do they become mutul shuk or yibum? And it goes to that keitzad. That's also maimar vivimto im nosla get tricha v'rechalitza. It goes into a new discussion. The Mishnah first starts with machlokes, doesn't explain it. That's explained in the brisa. Ketzad is just a new thing. How? What's the process of the heter of the yavama, either liyibum or chalitza means the heter l'shuk, and then it goes two cases: the maimer first, then get or get maimer, all different cases. Zok the Gemara Vayit, and the Mishnah says that if you did maimer, now I'm talking about a case where the yavam echad and yavama achas means Reuven dies without children, his one wife, he only has one wife Rachel, she falls to Shimon. Shimon gives her maimer, then does bia. So it says the Mishnah, Rezu ki mitzvasa. That's like the mitzvah. Zok the Gemara, lema mesiyei leil Rav Huna. This sounds like a raya to Rav Huna. When we look at the Mishnah, someone asked this question, what's ki mitzvasa? So lema say like Rav Huna. Dom Rav Huna, mitzvah sivama bekadesh v'achach boil. Rav Huna holds that the mitzvah lechatchila, how to do yibum, is by first giving kedushin, and then doing bia, because it's less pritzusa that way. It's more tznius that way. You don't first start with bia; you give kedushin, then bia. So maybe our mishnah is a raya. Harezu kmitzvasa is a raya to Rav Huna. Zok demar, no, it's not a raya. I'm avzek kmitzvasa. You can read it avzu kmitzvasa that this is also like the mitzvah. Not that this is the way to do it, the best way to do it. It's just also kmitzvasa. So, for the Gemara, if that's the case, pshita, what's the havmin that it shouldn't be? Bishlam, if you tell me that you have to do it this way, it's better to do it this way, you understand what kmitzvasa. But if we're saying that it also is kmitzvasa, what's the chiddush? So, Gemara answers, Saka al Chamina, Kivin Omar Mar, since we learned, Ha'oise marmer be yevimtoi, parcho menazikas yevim, vecholav zikas erisim vinesun. We had a Gemara before that has a tzad that if you give maimer, then it could be the Nisuan afterwards works differently. That means, usually, you'll have to do Nisuan on the Yavama Bal Karcha. You don't have to ask her permission. You don't need her Haskama. Masha'enke, if you start off with Kedushin, then you need Haskama for the Nisuan. That's what Gemara said before. Actually, Gemara said it in Beis Shammai. The Gemara said this before. So since we have Shalacha, Yisimayim B'yavimte, Parcha B'azikas Yivim, V'chalav, Zikas Erisim Nisuan, Ema lav mitzvah kavod. You would think maybe if I start off with kedushin, it's worse because it looks like I'm doing a regular kedushin and I'm not doing a yibum. It looks more like a regular kedushin. It doesn't look like the mitzvah so much. So maybe a havamina you shouldn't do it. Not because it doesn't work. Of course it works, but maybe a havamina you shouldn't do it this way because it doesn't look as much of a mitzvah. Kemas lon avzu kemitzvah. So this is also lechatchila, just as lechatchila as the other case. Akaponim. We said that this Mishnah is not a raya to Rav Huna, but it is saying it is a mitzvah. And what's the chiddush? Don't think it looks like that you're not doing the regular mitzvahs even. So the Gemara Vayta. Now the Gemara will go into Rav Huna's memra, and there's more to Rav Huna's memra also. Gufa. Om Rav Huna, mitzvahs yivmin, the mitzvah of Yivama, which actually we pass like Rav Huna. The mitzvah of Yivama is a kaddish. You first do kedushin, va'achakach boil, and then you do bia. And Rav Huna says, "V'im ba'al v'asa maimer." Let's say you did bia first and then you did the kedushin. Kano. So first of all, the question is, "V'im asa ba'al asa maimer." V'im ba'al v'asa maimer. The pshita, the kanya bia. Like, what's the havmina? Because you did maimer afterwards to make it worse. Of course, you kanya bia. Ela ema, In Baal Beloy Maimer Karna. Rahuna says, the mitzvah is do Kedusha first and then Bia. If you didn't do Maimer, it still works. It's Karna. Freyti Gemara Kasha, Va'atanya, we have a Braisa that says Loika. We have a Braisa that says if someone does Bia without Kedushin, he gets Malkus. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? So there's two ways to learn the Gemara's Kasha. Rashi says like this. We'll read Rashi inside. Rashi says, Va'atanya Loika, Ve'im Malkus Abom El Al Divrei Taira, Alma De Araisihi, Ve'hech Armit Kono. So what does Rashi mean to say? So you have to say what Rashi means to say is that we have to say what Rashi means to say is that since it's the Araisi De Gedin, they have to do Kedushin first, and you don't do it, so then it's a lab, the Issa of Eishach. Eishach is the Issa Karas. So then, if there's a Karas, Hayi Koina. If you get Malkus, that means it's Issa Deraisa. If it's Issa Deraisa, that means it's Eishach. But Eishach has to be Koina. That's Pshat the Gemara's Kash right now. But the Gemara's of Tanya Loika, Shulchar Hayi Koina. That's what Rashi learns. Taisva says, at the end of Maskal Im, he says, we knew, Vaparak Vatanya Loika, Vyoda Shapit the Rabbanon Loika. We knew right away it was the Rabbanon. Well, you made it midrabanan like that. Then came midrabanan like kana lebay maimer. See, the Gemara's kasha is that how could it be kaina? Rav Huna said it's kaina. I loika. So somehow loika is theory to kaina. So Rashi learns because loika is the raisa, and how could be kaina? Because the raisa means it must be a chi of karas. Taisus learns more like that if you get malchus midrabanan, it means rabbanan made into eshach. So why are you kaina? You should have to give a get. Vatanya loika, and for the Gemara, no, loika is just makas mardus with rabbanon. The whole thing is just like a makas mardus rabbanon, which means it's just like they give him malchus because doing something improper. But avada, it's not shvayda, it's koina. Where do we find this? The Rav gave makas mardus on a bunch of things that he held that was it was not appropriate. What the Rav mangan a man makash v'biyah and a regular person was makash v'biyah, and even by Yavama, he held that was preachers, like Tosha speaks out. Mekadosh Mabia, he held, was not appropriate. Oman Mekadosh Mashukah, someone that gives Kedushin in the Shuk, even with money. Because Rashi says it's a zilus upritzasi. It's a zilus upritzas. You know, it's not something that's not preachers. They're not doing anything. We're just giving money, kesef. You know, I would bring it to these days. I would say it's like kilu someone proposes by a baseball game. I think that would be like Man Vakar's Basuka. That would be my opinion. Man Vakar's Basuka is a zealous and a preacher. It's not proper. It's not appropriate. It's supposed to be a private thing. Not that the whole world has to know about it. Man Vakar's Beloy Shaduchi. And someone's Makadish Beloy Shaduchi means someone gives Kedushin without a skoma before. Which that's what we call Shaduchim. We make an engagement. Which is Shaduchim. You mask him and you agree before you make the Kedushin. And someone did not do that. Rav gave Malkus. Oman de mevatel gita. Someone who gives a get and sends it with a shliach, and then afterwards he sends a shliach to mevatel the shliach. So even though it's mechleikus tanoim, if it works, actually in the Gemara, in Masechet Gittin, but upon him, either way, even if it works, it's still not the proper thing to do. Oman de moisim meidah gita. That is someone who's forced to write a get. And he writes a Maidah, like another star, saying that get that I wrote was forced, it's not a good get. You shouldn't do that either. It's not proper. Someone who embarrasses a shliach of Bezdin, also is chutzpah to them, like Rashi, also chutzpah, shemei is pun of the hasis im shliach Bezdin, it's also not proper. Someone who's in Shamta, which means they put him into Chayrim, into Shamta, which is usually 30 days, and he doesn't come to Bezdin to ask Mechila. That's also not appropriate. He should come to ask Mechila. And last one is, V'alchasna the dar bechamoi, and the chosin, a son-in-law who lives in the father-in-law's house. The reason why that's not proper is because we're scared that they'll develop a relationship, the mother-in-law with the son-in-law, and that's not proper. Faith in Gemara, the dar in the chav lo is mashma only if they live there, only if someone lives there. What about just to come visiting? It's mashma, that's not a problem. There was a certain son-in-law who used to come to the father-in-law's house, and Rav Sheshes gave him malchus. And for the Gemara, ahu made them avadai mechamase. That son-in-law, the reason why he got malchus is because they really warned him not to get near his mother-in-law because they were chashed on each other. And therefore, that was a special case, but usually it's not a problem. Now, Doi Amru, Doi argues this whole thing. Rav says no. But kula mangid Rav elam akadesh bebiyo v'lo yishduchi. The only time he gave malchus was if someone did kedushin bebiyo without a shidduch, like both those problems. But everything else in this list, he did not give malchus to. V'gedamri fil b'shduchi namishim v'shusa. Some say be alone, even without preaches, he already gave malchus. What? Even with a shidduch, that just asked them be alone, be kasha, be alone, without kesef, he held that was a priestess. Then down Malkus. So Taisa says, "Div maskel hadar, hadar veis chamav, anan soim chaman ardoi. We are soim chaman ardoi. The amri bekulu loy mangid rav ela man of a kasha bia the b'shal soif malachamekel. We go like an ardoi. That's what Taisa holds. It's not so possible in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim argue that, but upon him. We go like Nardoi, and that's why a son-in-law could live in the house, and all the other things, they will not get Malkus. But Lamaisa, besides Makar Shabir, that's what Taisa speaks out. So, but Lamaisa, you do see from here what's called appropriate, what's not appropriate, but Lagabi Halacha, Lamaisa, Gabi Malkus, that's brought down here. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to the Yibum, their Taka, we paskin like Rav Huna, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rav Huna already. That you have to do. It says Minat Taira Kusamach Vav Sibbeis Minat Taira In Tzarach Lekacha Lebala Minat Taira By Yibum You Just Bala Vechamim Tiknu So Yovei Aleachi Katshena B'fnei Edom. So you give kedushim B'fnei Edom B'kesef V'shtar V'hu Nikra Maimer. So that was Chazal Masakin. That's the Shabbai. That's the correct thing to do is to do that. That's the correct thing to do. Now, like the other halachas, like man de mekadesh besuka and those things, so there it sounds like we're to here. We don't paskin like that, but if you look at the Shulchan Aruch and Sim Chavav, it says heisha miskadeshes v'shloisha drachem mekesef v'shtar abia menat tayra avacham osel kadesh abia mishum pritzus v'mav v'kirsh abia makaros makas maridus v'himekadeshes. And Zoktim Shonar Vaita, Philo Kitcha Bekesav Vishtar, Im Loy Shidach Trila, Oy Shekidish Beshuk, Makanus Makan Maris Vibakadeshas. The Yeshar Midurma says, A Makin, Makirish Bekesav Vishtar, Philo Beshuk, Vishdukim. So it's a flakis really in Shonar. Machava Paskin is like Rav, like the first Lashon, not like Naradoy. And the Ramah pass like Tysus and Naradoy. So it's a machlakis, Paiskim had a path over all the things going Makas Maris. But either way, this is a list of inappropriate things. And advice by Yibum we paskin, you should do first kedushin. Tanu Rabbanan. Ketzad Maimer. How does Maimer work? What's the lashon? What do you do? Nosan lo kesef, or shava kesef. You give kesef, or shava kesef. And Rashi says, what do you say? V'omer lo, hiskachili v'maimer yivmin. You give the yivama kesef, or shava kesef, and you say, v'mekudosh to me, v'maimer yivmin. Uvishtar, ketzad. How do you do a shtar? Like it says in Kedushin, you wrote on a piece of paper, or a cheres, or on a piece of pottery. You wrote on it, that's Kedushin. Here also, you wrote here, that's how shtar works. What does it mean with shtar ketzad? What's the lashon of the ksuba of a yavama? Remember, it's a little different, a ksuba of a yavama. Because it goes on Baal HaRishon. So what's the lashon? Ketzad. Kosev lo ano pliny bar pliny, me Shimon ben Yaakov kabilis yos plinyus yivimti. I was makabel Rachel my yavama. Alai lozun. I'm gonna give her food. Ula parnasa. Give her parnasa. Karoyu. Or vaach de ksuvasa anichse baal harishon. But the ksuba is meshuba to the baal harishon. His nechasim. His estate is gonna pay for the ksuba. And the Gemara speaks out, V'i les lam rishon, if the rishon has no money, tekin l'rabbanan m'sheni. Rabbanan m'sakin, that you get a ksuba from the second one, from the new husband, k'dei shol yitei kala b'enev l'etzia. You don't want them to be living without a ksuba, because then it'll be easy for them to make a divorce, and we don't want that to happen. Therefore, we make the second one have a ksuba. Dr. Maravaita, b'yim enei abayim rab. Remember, we learned so far in the parak a few times, that if you give a get, If Shimon gives a get to Rachel before Yibam, Rachel falls to Yibam, Shimon gives a get. Once you give a get, you already sever the ties a little bit, and it goes into the Rabbanan Degdin of Lo Yivne. You can't do Yibam anymore. So our Gemara is in discussion now, what's called a good get regarding that halacha? What's a get? So Pashto you learn is, a get that works by Yisha, that get works here to sever the ties of the Yavam. So Zakh the Gemara like this. You gave her a get, and this get said like this. Omar, Hare'at Mikaresh Zimani, you are divorced from me. Viat Mitaras Rod, Vinat Mutalam. This is the type of get. Let's say someone gave his regular wife a get. He says, you're divorced from me, but you can't marry anyone else. Get to your aguna. Is that a good get or not? So in Hilchot get, it's not a good get. But here, what happens if I give this get to my Yavama? So what would it have mean that it should do anything? Because the whole get by Yavama is not a real thing anyway. It's only a gzera otu. The whole reason why a get does something is a gzera otu chalitza. Because it looks like a get, and the guy says a get works, chalitza works. So it's, maybe this get also is a gzera otu chalitza. Nothing more than speak out. Now, get Yavama drabanu, so get the mahani beishish mahani. A get that works by a regular eishish works mahani be Yavama. Get loyman beishish, loymani be Yavama. That would be one side. Or Duma, maybe you say no. Also, lach lufa begita. I'm going to get mixed up with a regular get. And if this is going to be not going to make a difference in the Yibum, so I'll say regular get is going to make a difference in the Yibum. It's like a shikha gzeri l'gzeri, but it's all kula chada gzeri. That we want the people to understand that we give a get to Yavama, it has effect. On Malay, chashin namas lufa begita. So he answered, yeah, you are chashish. Maskula rabba rachanon. El miyatin, you tell me now, Yovlo Nair Rabama, you give her a piece of paper, how can I have an apostle? You can tell me now you apostle from even giving her a paper? On Malay, don't bring a raya from a paper to this. This is different than a paper. Why? This has some kind of effect, even by Ishizish. On Malay, how can I apostle Bakuna? How can I apostle Bakuna? This type of get, even by a regular Ishizish, does something. It makes her apostle to Kuna. It's called Reach Aget. The Tayyam Tan Abraisa says in the Pasik, Isha Grusha Me Isha Lo Yikahu. A isha that's grusha, even from isha lo yikachu, should not take for a kohen, should not take for a wife. A filan is garsha elam be isha lo yikachu. Even if you only divorced from your husband, that's enough to be lo yikachu that a kohen can't marry her anymore. V'hainu reyach haget shapoysel v'kunin. That's what we call reyach haget. So the Gemara is saying like this: bishul about paper has no effect because there's no effect by ishish. But this type of get that says a reyach mikareshes mimeni. Since it makes a reich aget, the guy with psula kahuna, therefore here you can hear that it will be a din that it'll by even by shmeres yavam, it'll make a din that you can't do even anymore because you get confused with the regular get, and therefore a bais psak that said a rabba that said chashin demasach lufavigita, maybe that could stick, and don't ask me from a case of a paper because paper is different, has no din reich aget.